弟兄姊妹们就继续我们的聚会。
Brothers and sisters, we will continue with our meeting.
因为因这时间的缘故就没有唱诗歌了。
Because of time constraint, we will not have hymn sing.
我们还是一开始还是一个简短的祷告。
We'll have a short word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你，谢谢你再一次让我们能够聚在你的面前。
Lord Jesus, we thank you. We thank you that we can once again gather before you.
主要是你的恩典，让我们呢还能够在这个时候聚在你的面前。
Lord, it is indeed your grace that we can still at this time gather before you.
主要我们需要你。
Lord, we need you.
需要你的话来光照我们。
Lord, we need your word to enlighten us.
需要你啊，你的话来指明主你心所要的。
We need your word to illuminate us and to point to us what your heart wants.
叫我们的生活、侍奉、追求，主都是在你心意中的。
So our living, our service, and our pursuit is in your will.
主啊，我们再次谦卑地来到你面前。
So we humbly come before you.
主啊，我们讲的、翻译的、所听的，都需要你怜悯我们。
Lord, the one who speaks, the one who interprets, and all who listens, Lord, we need you to have mercy on us.
主啊，求你在这里掌权，求你在这里说话。
Lord, you reign here and you speak here.
谢谢主，这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Lord, we thank you. We pray this in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Amen. 我们开始还是读啊几次的圣经。
We'll read a few passages in the Bible.
第一处在提摩太后书。
We'll read 2 Timothy.
提摩太后书第三章。
2 Timothy chapter
3. 16节的上面半段。
The first half of verse 16.
圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
圣经都是神所默示的。
All scripture is given by inspiration of God.
这里是说我们手上拿着的这本圣经都是神吹气在当中的。
It says that here, the Bible that we hold in our hands, God has breathed into it.
是告诉我们这圣经的它的性质。
It tells us the nature of this Bible.
虽然是经过人的手，但这是神的话。
Even though it was through man's hand, but this is the word of God.
但是我啊，当我思想这句话的时候
，As I ponder upon this word,
不光圣经上的话是神说的
，Not only that the words in the Bible is said by God,
但神要对着人所有的心意都摆在这一本圣经里面。
But the will that the Lord has for man is all in this Bible.
就是在地上没有其他的书你能够找到神的心意。
There is no book in this, on this earth that you can find God's will.
这本书有神的话是神全部的话。
This book is God's word and it's all is his word.
所以我们要非常看重主的话。
We have to, Esteem God's word.
我们再翻到马太福音二十四章。
Matthew chapter 24.
这里有点多，我就读中文，然后大家就跟着哈。
It's quite a bit. I'll read only in Chinese, and you can follow in English.
二十四章三十六到四十四节。
Chapter 24, verses 36.
他说，但那日，但那日子、那时辰，没有人知道。连天上的使者也不知道，子也不知道，唯独父知道。挪亚的日子怎样，人子降临也要怎样。当洪水以前的日子，人照常吃喝下去，直到挪亚进方舟的那日。不知不觉洪水来了，把他们全都冲去。人子降临也要这样。那时两个人在田里，取去一个撇下一个，两个女人推磨，取去一个，撇下一个。所以你们要警醒，因为不知道你们的主是哪一天来到。家主若知道几更天有贼来，就必警醒，不容人挖透房屋，这是你们所知道的。所以你们也要预备，因为你们想不到的时候，人子就来了。要我这次还是继续上次我心中的负担。
This time I only continue the burden that was in my heart last time.
我上次是提到现在是几更天了。
That what is the time now?
就是主快要来了。
What hour is it now? When is that the Lord is coming soon?
那上次也提到，就是主要我们警醒，也要我们预备。
And the Lord wants us to be watchful and also to be prepared.
我在想啊，呀，主好像在我们当中，在我们心中，好像也让我们要觉察到现在到底是什么时候了。
That the Lord is among us and in our hearts.And want us to be aware that what hour this is.
因为我们是属主的人，属神的人。
Because we are ones who belong to the Lord, who belong to God.
我们因着信主，我们得到一个属天的生命。
And because we believe in Him, we have a heavenly life.
圣经告诉我们，我们就是天上的国民。
The Bible tells us that we are heavenly people.
不是我们有什么好，是神的恩典把我们放在其中。
It is not because of our own goodness, but that the Lord's grace has placed us in it.
所以我们今天虽然在地上生活。
And although today we are living on this earth,
但是我们的身份是天上的国民。
But for us, we are citizens of heaven.
所以主为我们定下了那永远的家乡是在天上。
And the Lord has said that our eternal home is in heaven.
我们在地上主也定下了我们如何生活。
The Lord has also said how we are to live on this earth.
我在想现在周遭有许多的变动。
We see that a lot of changes around us.
我觉得自从2020年开始。
Since 2020,
就是 pandemic 开始。
Since the beginning of the pandemic,
然后一波接一波，一波接一波。
And one thing after another.
然后在回想的时候，好像神不但震动地，也在震动天。
And I was thinking, remembering that not only the Lord is shaking the earth, but also the heaven.
他为的就是让我们不在这个地上扎根，要。仰望我们的主过生活。
In order for us not to be rooted on this earth, but that to look upon the Lord as we live our life on this earth.
我们现在面临这一个很重大的时刻。
We are facing a very important time.
不是指着在地上的一些事情。
It's not about the matters on this earth.
而是在神的时间表里面一个重大的时刻。
But a very critical time in the timetable of the Lord.
主的话很明确地告诉我们主要再来。
His word clearly tells us that he is coming again.
不但有这个时间。
Not only have this time.
有一个重要的事情要发生。
That important thing is about to happen.
就是在这里有得胜者被提的事。
That the overcomers will be raptured.
主耶稣在这里用他来的日子跟挪亚的日子打了一个比方。
The Lord had a parable, a comparison between his coming and also the days of Noah.
主要我们要注意这个两个时间好像都有一个特征，就是照常。
That here there is something that's the same that we are living as this.
好像日子就是一天一天过。
And one day after another.
但我们不知道神在那里做什么。
And day by day, we do not know what God is doing.
我在想，挪亚是挪亚的方舟的日子。
In the days of Noah,
是讲到人因着信得到这永远的救恩。
And by faith, they received this eternal salvation.
只要因着信就得到这恩典。
And because of faith, they received this grace.
但我们知道，神救我们不光是救我们脱离那永远的灭亡。
We know that when God saves us, it's not only to be saved from the eternal damnation.
神的拯救是那个全备的拯救。
His salvation is a complete salvation.
他要拯救，让我们能够恢复到神最初创造人的那个目的。
That we can return to be restored back to the purpose that God has made man.
所以当人子降临的那个日子。
So when the Son of Man returns,
他不再是指着最初的那个因着相信门拯救的事。
It's not about that because of by faith that we have been saved.
而是指着神救人他的目的成就的事。
It's pointing to when God saves man, his purpose is fulfilled.
这里他有刚才我们读的这段圣经里面有说。
And the passage that we read earlier, it's mentioned that.
我们可能是照常的一起聚会。
We come together,
照常的一起的生活。
And we still live.
但是那个结局，当主再来的时候，会有两个不同的结局。
But when the Lord returns, the end, there are two different endings.
一个是取去，一个是撇下。
One will be taken and the other left.
这是主也很明确地告诉我们。
The Lord clearly tells us this.
主在这里说，你们要警醒。
The Lord said to be watchful.
他也说你们要预备。
To prepare.
我们的主最终是要叫我们能够达成他的心意。
The Lord ultimately He wants us to reach His will.
所以他要我们预备。
So He wants us to be prepared.
我在想，这是一个我们将要碰见的一个关键的时刻。
I feel this is the critical moment that we are reaching.
我也想到在神的过去的历史的里面，也有一个重要的时刻。
I remember in history there was also an important critical time.
就是在渔民回归的那段历史。
When the people, the remnant returned.
我们读一处的圣经节啊。
Let us read a passage.
是在但以理书。
In Daniel.
我在想这一段我们不同的场合都有提到过。
We have mentioned this passage in at different times.
但以理书第九章第一到第四节。
Daniel chapter 9 verses 1 through
4. 他说马代族亚哈随鲁的儿子大利乌立为加勒底国的王，元年就是他在位的第一年，我但以理从书上得知耶和华的话，临到先知耶利米论到耶路撒冷荒年的年数70年为满。
In the first year of Darius, the son of Ahasuerus of the lineage of the Medes, who was made king over the realm of the Chaldeans. In the first year of his reign, I, Daniel, understood by the books the numbers of the years specified by the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet, that he would accomplish 70 years in the desolations of Jerusalem.
我便进食披麻蒙灰定义向主神祈祷恳求。我向耶和华我的神祈祷认罪。
Then I set my face toward the Lord God to make requests by prayer and supplications with fasting, sackcloth, and ashes.
这里我们看到是但以理，他是一天他可能正在读圣经。
And I prayed to the Lord my God and made confession. We see that the whole day Daniel came before the Lord to pray and make confession.
我们知道但以理的生平。
We know Daniel's life.
他生活在怎样一个年代。
And what generation he was living in.
他生活在一个被掳的年代。
Was in a time of captivity.
好像是很不幸的。
It seemed to be unfortunate.
我们知道因为以色列百姓不听神的话背逆神。
Because the Israelites,did not listen to the Lord and rebelled against God.
所以神就容许他们被掳。
And God allowed them to be held captive.
神用尼布甲尼撒王三次的来攻取耶路撒冷。
And three times the Lord have King Nebuchadnezzar attacked Jerusalem.
但以理就是那第一次被掳的时候少数的一些人被掳到巴比伦的人。
And Daniel was the first one at the first time being brought captive to Babylon.
我们从但以理书中知道他被掳的时候是一个年少的人。
We knew from the book of Daniel that he was a young man.
大概12或者15岁。
Between the ages of 12 and 15.
所以他大部分的时间都活在被掳外邦人的当中。
So he lived most of his life in captivity.
但是他分别自己归给神。
But he set himself apart to the Lord.
他认定神是神。
He acknowledged that God is God.
他也经历神是超越一切的主。
That God is the Lord who is far above all.
所以他就这样在被掳的光景里面活在神的面前。
So he lived while in captivity, but before the Lord.
人可能不知道，但神知道。
Maybe men do not know, but God knows him.
所以他就在被掳的期间服侍了两个王，一个是尼布甲尼撒王，一个是伯沙撒王。
So while he was in captivity, he served two kings, King Nebuchadnezzar and Belshazzar.
在第九章这个开始的时候
，In the beginning of chapter 9,
是巴比伦国被灭。 后来是马代族的大力乌王就立为加勒底王元年第一年的时候。
So the Medes won over the Babylonians, and was the first year when King Darius was king.
Yeah, yeah, 在他这天读圣经的时候，其实是国家正在变动，有个新的王上台了。
So as Daniel was reading, this was during a change of powers.
但他那天到堂的在读圣经。
But he was there reading God's word.
他就从书中读到耶利米，神借着耶利米说的话。
So from the books, he read the word of the Lord through Jeremiah the prophet.
他可能以前我觉得他以前没有读到这个。
I feel like in the past he had not read this part.
但是他那天读到的时候。
But when he came upon this passage that day.
他里面有一个不同的反应。
His response was different that day.
因为神说话了。
Because God spoke.
神已经定下有七十年。
God had set the 70 years.
那当神这个七十年满了之后，我们该做什么？
When the 70 years has been fulfilled, what shall we do?
我在请大家思想，如果我是在那个年代的，在巴比伦被掳的民中。
I want us to ponder on this, that if we were living at that time.
如果我们听到主的时间会到了，渔民要回归。
When we hear that when the Lord's time is up, that the remnant shall return.
我会想到有不同的反应。
I thought about a few different responses.
就是有一个就是啊，终于这个受苦的日子过了，就快到了，再熬两年。
Oh, finally, you know, this all these bad days are going to be behind us. Just two more years.
所以就再撑着，再过两年我们就可以回去了。
Well, just bear with the 2 years and then we can return.
他知道这个时间，但他不知道怎么预备。
He knew the time, but he doesn't know how to prepare for it.
还有人听到这个有回归的事，他会在想。
And some others heard about this return and they'll be thinking.
虽然以前被掳的日子是很艰难的，刚开始是很痛苦的。
Even though the first years of captivity, you know, it was very hard and in pain.
但慢慢慢慢的也熬过去了。
But gradually and slowly, we have got over it.
在巴比伦也还可以。
And it's okay to be in Babylon.
还可以在这里敬拜。
We can still worship here.
因为这里到处都有会堂，每一个地方都有会堂。
There's synagogues everywhere.
可能每一个区都有一个会堂。
In every location.
因为我们那里的拉比还不错。
Our rabbi is pretty good.
如果我回到耶路撒冷，那里有多少人呢？
If I were to return to Jerusalem, how many will be there?
我的亲人，我幼年的同伴都在巴比伦了。
My family, my childhood friends are all in Babylon.
虽然有神的话说可以回去，但并不是每个人都想回去。
Even though the word of God said to return, but not all of them want to return.
但以理看到神的话的时候
，When Daniel saw the word of God，
他当神是神
，He treat God as God。
当神这么说，他就会这么做。
And when God says this, he will do。
如果人不留意听，亏损的是人。
If men do not pay attention, then it's the loss of men。
所以当以理听到神的话的时候，他就有反应，他就进食、祷告。认罪。
So when Daniel heard the word of God, he fasted and he made confession.
为什么他会有这个反应？
Why is it that Daniel had such a reaction?
因为他知道神在这里他要得着什么。
Because he knew what the Lord wants to gain.
人是为什么会被掳的？
Why was man held captive?
如果人被掳的原因不找出来，这个回归是不可能的。
If men do not look at the reason,for being held in captivity, then it's hard to return.
所以我们读但以理的第九章第九、第十和十三节。
When we read chapter 9 verses 10 to 13.
第九第。
Verses 9 to 13.
他说：“主，我们的神是怜悯饶恕人的，我们却违背他，也没有听从耶和华我们神的话。”并没有遵循他仆人众先知向我们所陈明的律法，
To the Lord our God belong mercy and forgiveness, though we have rebelled against him. We have not obeyed the voice of the Lord our God to walk in his laws, which he set before us by his servants, the prophets.
13节。
13.
这一切灾祸临到我们是照摩西律法上所写的。 我们并没有求耶和华我们神的恩典，使我们回头离开罪孽，明白你的真理。
As it is written in the law of Moses, all this disaster has come upon us, yet we have not made our prayer before the Lord our God, that we might turn from our iniquities and understand your truth.
所以但以理在这里知道，是被掳是因为百姓没有听神的话。
So Daniel knew that here when they held captive because the people did not listen to the word of God.
并没有照着神的旨意而行。
Did not do according to the will of God.
神之所以让他们被掳，是要人能够重新回到神的面前。
The Lord allowed them to be held captive in order for them to return to the Lord.
但是人在这个70年当中就一直没有回头。
But in these 70 years, men did not return.
一直没有求神的恩典，让他能够回头。
Did not ask for the grace of God for them to return.
一直没有在那里要明白神的心意。
Did not want to understand God's will.
所以但以理在那里，虽然听到神的话说70年满了，他是在那里悔改，祷告。
So when Daniel heard that the 70 years is coming up, he came before the Lord and prayed and confessed.
我们知道当但以理在这个祷告的时候，其实是被掳68年的时候。
We know that Daniel, when he prayed this prayer, it was 68 years into captivity.
还有2年时间就满了。2
more years and it's fulfilled.
神照着他的应许，2年之后古列王就做完。And
2 years later, according to his the Lord's promises, that King Cyrus became king.
就下诏让百姓可以回去。
That the people can return.
所以当真的古列王 下诏的时候，有多少人回去呢？
When the edict came, how many returned?
都听到先知的话。
All have heard the words of the prophet.
但回去的只有50,000多人。
But only 50,000 returned.
不是像出埃及的时候，是全部以色列百姓都出去。
Not when they came out of Egypt, all the Israelites came out of Egypt.
因为人没有预备好神的工作。
Because men have not prepared to be able to be caught up with his work.
所以我们弟兄也说，被召的人多，选上的人少。
So many are called, but few are chosen.
所以我们今天，我们来到主面前，求主怜悯我们。
So as we come before the Lord today, we ask the Lord to have mercy on us.
让我们认真对待神的话。
That we are serious when we come to read his word.
让我们从他的话中知道他的心和他的心意。
When we that through his word we know his heart and his will.
叫我们对他有真的反应，有对的回应。
That we have the true and right response to the Lord.
我们再回到马太福音。
We'll return to Matthew.
24章。
24.
要在这样一个背景的底下。
In this background.
主要对他的门徒说，你们要预备。
The Lord wants his disciples to be prepared.
Yeah, 我接下来的时间其实就是讲马太福音24章、25章这三个比喻。
And the rest of the time here, I want to speak about the parables in 24 and 25.
我在想这三个比喻大家都读了滚瓜烂熟了。
Many are very familiar with these two chapters.
我这里也不是有什么新的东西。It's
not something new.
我主要是跟大家一起 来彼此来提醒主心中要的是什么，我们不要 lose focus， 不要忘了那个重点。But
together we want to remind each other what the Lord is telling us here.
主不是在这里随便挑了三件事就说说就过去了。The
Lord is not just picking three things and just tell us and then let it pass.
因为我们知道主说完这些话之后就被抓了。
Because our Lord was led away after these three parables.
主在讲这些话是针对着一个重大的时刻而讲的事。
And he was pointing to a very important time.
Yeah, 我可能不会有整个的三个比喻都会讲。
I probably wouldn't be able to go through all three.
第一个是45节到 41节。
Verses 45 to 51. We'll read 45 to 47.
谁是忠心有见识的仆人，为主人所派，管理家里的人，按时分粮给他们。主人来到，看见他这样行，那仆人就有福了。我实在告诉你们，主人要派他管理一切所有的。
Who then is a faithful and wise servant whom his master may ruler over his household to give them food in due season? Blessed is that servant whom his master, when he comes, will find so doing. Assuredly, I said to you that he will make him ruler over all his goods.
我们知道，当主要我们预备的第一件事就是讲到他的家。
The Lord wants us to be prepared, and the first thing He mentioned is His house.
如果我们真的要知道主的心，你发现他的心就是在神的家里。
If we truly want to know His heart, His will is on His house.
他要到父那里去。
He is going to His Father.
所以他把他的家托给我们。
So He entrusted His house to us.
他关心的是神家是不是有人在照管。
His concern is whether God's house is being looked after.
是不是有人在分粮？
And is giving food in due season.
所以我们看到神是关心到在他的家中是不是有一个照着神样子的次序。
That God is concerned whether his house is there according to his order.
他是关心在他的家中是不是人得的粮，生命在那里成长。
Whether men receive the food in due season and the life is growing.
Yeah, 在这里我们第一个被提醒的就是我们是在神的家中。
First, we are being reminded of that we are in God's house.
在这里他说有一个主人的。
And here, there is a master.
在这个家神是主。
Here in this house, God is the master.
他是要管理的。
He is ruling over.
Yeah, 我在想有很有一个事情，就是我们一直这样聚会一起生活，我们是不是一直还是知道主在这里，主是主。
And as we gather together, we live together, are we still, do we know that God is, He is the Lord here?
我们是一直的在这里啊，顺服主，让主在我们身上一直的在调教，一直在管理。
That He is the Lord of this house, that we are submitting to Him, and for Him to adjust us, to teach us.
然后他这里说要分粮。
And here to give food.
我在这里不是要讲到啊，要怎么去管和我是会想到，我们先要学习来被神在这里管。然后我们要学习吃神的粮。
I'm not here to share about how to rule over, but that we need to know how to receive this food.
什么是神的粮？
And what is God? What is food?
我们读几节的圣经。
We'll read a few passages.
第一处是在诗篇的三十七篇。
Psalm 37.
三十七篇第四第五节。
Verses 4 and 5.
哦，三四。
3 and 4.
你当依靠耶和华而行善，住在地上，以他的信实为粮，又要以耶和华为乐，他就将你心里所求的赐给你。
Trust in the Lord and do good. Dwell in the land and feed on his faithfulness. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart.
他这里说也有讲到粮食。
Here also speaks about the food.
就是依靠耶和华，以他的信实为粮。
To trust in the Lord and to feed on His faithfulness.
马太福音第四章第四节。
And Matthew chapter 4 verses 4.
耶稣却回答说，经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物。乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
But he answered and said, It is written, Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
他说一个人信了主。
One believed in the Lord.
不再是靠看得见的食物。
No longer rely on the food that you can see.
我们的生活是靠着神口里所出的一切话。
But our living is by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God.
神的话是我们的粮食。
His God's word is our bread.
约翰福音第六章六十三节。
John chapter 6 verse 63.
叫人活着的乃是灵，肉体是无益的。我对你们所说的话就是灵，就是生命。
It is the spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life.
要主那活泼的话是我们的灵，是我们的生命。
Our Lord, His word, the lively word, is our spirit, is our life.
所以我们在这里很清楚的知道。
So clearly we know.
就是我们来到主面前听他的话，他的话就是我生命的粮。
That when we come and hear God, listen to God's word, His word is my bread.
我心中最近有一个很长的被提醒，我再次来到主面前，我是在领粮吗？
I really have, have this, feeling in me that when I come to the Lord, am I truly coming here to receive bread?
我们知道在约瑟的年间，
We know in the time of Joseph.
当时在迦南地有饥荒。
In the land of Canaan, there was famine.
但是在埃及约瑟那里有粮食。
And in Egypt, where Joseph was, there were food.
所以在迦南地很饥饿的时候，他看到那边有粮食，他就去到那边去买粮。
So when Canaan had famine, so they went to Egypt to buy food.
我们今天来到主面前，我们还是有那个饥渴的心，主，我是来到你这里领粮吗？
And today, as we come before the Lord, thirsting and hunger, do we still come to the Lord and say, Lord, I'm here to receive food?
这跟我们的心有关系。
This has to do with our heart.
我会想到有几种的情况。
I thought about a few, situations.
就是如果我们在我们的生活中，我们不再是来依靠主而生活的话。
That in our lives, our daily living, if we are not trusting in the Lord as we live,
我们来到主面前，我们不会有那个饥渴的。
That when we come before the Lord, we will not have that thirst.
因为我们的生活不需要主，就这样过了。
Because we do not need to rely on our Lord and we can just live our own lives.
所以第一个我会想到求主光照我们，我们现在的生活是不是中间好像被抽空了一样。
That we ask the Lord to illuminate us that our living is it just empty.
当我们来依靠主的时候，
When we come and trust in Him,
我们就知道主的话是何等的宝贵。
You know how precious His word is.
我会想到就是如果我们 routine 的来聚会的话，
I also think about as we come to the meetings like a routine.
以前没有这个感觉，好像最近是有那个很深的感觉。
I did not feel this way in the past, but recently, I felt that it's like a routine.
就是好像来上课，听一些知识，然后就把笔记卷起来就走了。
Then I come, like, you know, listening to a class, and then I'll have my notes, and then afterwards I leave.
我们是不是这样的一个关系？
Are we in such a state?
我们是每一次来是不是有这一个感觉，就是主你在这里，你有话要说。
Are we in such a condition? And when we come here, do we come to the Lord and said, Lord, you know, you are here, you have words to speak to me.
求你对我说话。
Speak to me.
不管这些话是我喜欢听的还是不喜欢听的。
Whether or not I like to hear these words or not.
不管这现在这个所交通的跟我现在难处有关还是没有关的。
Whether or not the sharing right now has to do with my circumstances.
我们来到主面前就是要听他说什么。
But as we come before the Lord, we want to hear what he wants to speak.
不是只为着我的需要，我的胃口我来听的。
Not for my own needs, not for my appetite.
主每一次招他的门徒在一起就是要给他们恩典。
Every time the Lord gathered His disciples, He wants to give them grace.
就是愿我们每一次聚会有一个祷告，主，你既然把我们聚在一起了，求你在我们当中。
That every time we gather together, may we pray to the Lord that You have gathered us here together, Lord, be with us.
我们到这里是要接受你给我们的话。
We are here to receive Your word.
因为我会想到另外一种情形。
I also thought about another situation.
我们来到主的面前， 如果我们在地上都是吃世界的粮，我们就不会渴慕神的粮。
We are here on this earth. If we were to be eating the food of this world, then we will not desire to eat the food that God gives to us.
因为属地的生命是靠属地的粮。
Because an earthly life relies on earthly food.
属天的生命是靠属天的粮。
And heavenly life relies on heavenly food.
所以我们一直吃着地上的粮，我们就不会渴慕神的粮。
If we keep eating the food of this earth, these earthly food, we will not desire that heavenly bread.
我会想到以色列人在旷野的40年。
I thought about the Israelites in the 40 years in wilderness.
神把他们带离埃及。
The Lord brought them out of Egypt.
进入旷野。
Into the wilderness.
但那边没有别的什么可吃的事。
When they have nothing to eat.
但神用玛拿供应他们。
The Lord provided them manna.
不是供应一两天一两个月。
Not providing just one day, one, 2 days, or one to 2 months.
是供应40年。
But 40 years.
但百姓还是想念着黄瓜韭菜。
But the people still think about the food they have in Egypt.
就是我昨天还在想。
I was still thinking about this yesterday.
我们是喜欢住在新约的时代还是旧约的时代？
Do we desire and like to live in a time of the New Testament or the Old Testament?
在百姓在旷野的时候
，When the people were in the wilderness，
他们是 physically 跟埃及有一个距离的。
They have physical distance with Egypt.
虽然他们想黄瓜韭菜，但是不容易买得到。
Even though they thought about the food in Egypt, but they weren't able to purchase it.
因为你要回头，还要过红海。
You have to return and you have to go through the Red Sea.
所以他在那里，他们在那里。
So they were there.
天天吃玛拿。
Every day they fed on manna.
但我们今天呢？
But what about us today?
如果我在想，如果我们是在旷野里面。
If we were to be in the wilderness.
但今天有 Amazon 呢？
But today we have Amazon.
一个 order 就可以黄瓜韭菜就到了。
We order and the food is here.
我记得也是打电话回国内。
I remember one time when I called to China.
但是我爸爸是在杭州在打工。
My dad was working in Hangzhou.
然后他想吃一点家里的菜。
He wanted some, you know, food from home.
所以后来我姐姐就给他 order 就是订了那个烤鸭，然后那个顺丰快递递过去。
So my sister ordered the roast duck and then, you know, having the fast delivery over to Hangzhou.
所以你发现我们在今天不容易过那个过旷野的生活，依靠玛拿的生活。
So we see that it is very difficult for us to live in the wilderness and to rely on manna.
因为世界就在我们边上。
Because the world is just right next to us.
我们有小红书。
We have the red note.
我们有 YouTube，
we have YouTube，
我们有 AI，
we have AI，
我们有 ChatGPT，
we also have ChatGPT，
yeah， 非常的方便。
It's so convenient。
你发现我们很容易就吃着地上的粮，而不吃天上的粮。
So easily we feed on this earthly food and not the heavenly bread。
我们要非常的小心和留意。
We have to be very careful and pay attention。
我们吃了这么多的粮。
We have eaten so much.
有没有叫我们的生命成长？
Has it caused our life to grow?
有没有叫我们对神有更加的渴慕，有更深的认识？
Has it caused us to desire the Lord even more and to know Him even more?
我又会想到一个情形，就是我们的知识太多了。
I thought about another situation that we have so much knowledge.
好像每一句神的话，我们都非常的熟悉。
And as if we are very familiar with each of his words.
我们道也听了很多。
We have listened to much messages.
这是有一个很大的危险。
It's a great danger.
就是我有了神话语的知识，但是我却不是吃神的话。
We have the knowledge of God's word, but we are not feeding on his word.
这样的情形很危险。
It's a dangerous situation.
我们会自以为有。
And we think we have it.
我们喜欢讲。
We love to talk about it.
我们也会喜欢教导。
We love to teach about it.
所以真的神的粮要给我们分粮的时候，我们并没有真的留意和来支取。
But when the Lord gives us food, we do not pay attention to receive it.
我觉得我们需要被里面从要被唤醒，是不是这样一个情形
？We need to be awakened from within. Are we in such a condition?
我们怎么知道是落在一个知识多的情形的底下呢
？How do we know that we are in this condition that we are full of knowledge only?
就是当我们用的时候都不知道了。
That when we are using it, we do not know.
当一个弟兄姊妹或者一个福音朋友来到我们面前的时候，我们就不知道怎么用主的话了。
When a brother or sister or a gospel friend come to us, we do not know how to use God's word.
因为这些话我虽然知道，但是我不知道他是怎么在我里面活的。
Even though I know these words, I do not know how it lives in me.
另外一个能够光照我们就是有人会提醒我们。
In another way, others would remind us.
因为我们说的是一个样子，我们生活中活出来却是另外一个样子。
Because we speak one thing and then we live another thing.
呀，我说这些其实是我们需要来到主面前，因为这里主是非常大的一个提醒。
I say all these that we need to come before the Lord. The Lord wants to remind us.
主要我们吃喝主的话。
The Lord wants us to drink and to feed on His word.
让我们在神的家中服侍，也把主的话是真实主的话来分粮。
As we serve in His house, that we are indeed giving food in due season.
我们是不是一直这样的活在主的面前呢
？Do we live before the Lord in this way all the time?
在第四十五节。
In verse 45.
然后主在这里是一个问句。
It's a question.
他说谁是这样忠心又有见识的仆人呢
？Who is this wise and faithful servant?
你们听到这是主的一个在寻找，也是一个叹息吗
？Do you see that this is the Lord is seeking and also a sigh?
他说谁是呢
？Who is?
我有一次跟一位弟兄一起见面的时候。
One time as I met with a brother,
我四十五岁了，他大概三十五岁。
I was about 45 then, and he was about 35.
当我见面的时候，里面就有一个很深的感觉。
And as we met, I felt this deeply.
就是有谁真的了解主的心，主要的是什么呢？
Who truly knows the heart of God and what He wants?
我们在主里蒙恩这么久了。
We have received grace for so long.
谁 care 谁真的关心主在要的东西呢
？Who truly care what the Lord wants?
哦，里面有个好像深深的被责备。
I was rebuked deeply within.
我在这个聚会当中，我在关心什么
？I'm in this meeting. What do I care about?
我是否是在关心主所要的。
Am I truly caring about what our God wants?
还是我们为着自己所需的还在挣扎当中
？Are we still struggling from what we need?
好像还在跟主争，我要做主还是你要做主
？Are we still struggling and fighting with the Lord? I want to be the Lord, or you want to be the Lord?
还是跟同伴在争
？Or fighting with our companions?
我在想，我们都要听到主在这里是一个叹息，到底谁是这样的人呢
？We need to hear the sigh of the Lord that who is this man？
我希望呀，不管我们在哪一个年纪的，可能有些就是年纪已经中老年了。
No matter what age we are in, maybe you're in the middle ages.
有的是中年了。
Middle older ages or middle age.
有些还是青少年。
And some of you are in your youth.
让我们都能够听到主在这里有个叹息。
That we all hear the sigh of our Lord.
谁是那忠心有见识的仆人来照管他的家呢
？Who is the wise and faithful servant that would look after and to take care of his house？
但愿有人能够像以赛亚书里面对主的一个答应。
That may there will be people who like in the book of Isaiah who answer to the Lord.
神在那里说。
And the Lord was saying there.
他说我可以差遣谁呢？谁肯为我们去呢？
who can, I send, who can go for us?
以赛亚在那里听见了。
Isaiah heard that.
他说我在这里请差遣我。
He said to the Lord, I am here, send me.
所以当我们第一个主要我们预备的要知道神关心他的家他在找仆人来服侍他的家。
And we need to know that the Lord cares about his house and he's looking for servants to take care of his house.
因为我们能够真的来到聚会当中我们是留意神的家中的需要。
That when we come to the gathering, that, we pay attention to the needs of his house.
就把主的话深深地放在心中成为我们生命的粮。
That we receive his word deeply into our hearts to become the bread of our lives.
好这是第一个主打的比喻要我们所预备的。
This is the first parable that the Lord wants us to prepare for.
第二个比喻是在25章。
The second is in chapter 25.
11到第13节。
Verses 1 through 13.
我们就读1到5节。
We'll read verses 1 to 5.
那时天国好比十个童女拿着灯出去迎接新郎，其中有五个愚拙的，五个聪明的。愚拙的拿着灯却不预备油。聪明的拿着灯又预备油在器皿里新郎迟延的时候他们都打盹了睡着了
Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them. But the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps.But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept.
我们知道当后面继续的故事是主来的时候这五个愚拙的童女她的器皿里没有油。
We know that as the story continues that the foolish ones, in their vessel when the Lord came, they did not have any oil in their vessel.
他们不能进入新郎的宴席里面。
They cannot enter into the banquet of the Lord, of the bridegroom.
他们苦苦地哀求。
They were there, wanting to go.
仍然得不到门路。
But yet they do not have, they still cannot get in.
Yeah, 我在这个比喻里面我想提两件的事。
In this parable, I want to mention two things.
一个就是我们是童女迎接新郎。
That we are virgins receiving the bridegroom.
我们读几处的圣经。
We'll read a few more passages.
约翰福音第三章。
John chapter 3.
三章的28、29节。
28-29.
我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的，你们自己可以给我做见证，娶新妇的就是新郎。新郎的朋友站着听见新郎的声音就甚喜乐故此我的喜乐满足了
You yourself bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ but I have been sent before him He who has the bride is the bridegroom but the friend of the bridegroom who stands and hears him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice Therefore this joy of mine is fulfilled
好哥林多后书第十一章第二第三节
2 Corinthians chapter
11, 第二节的下一段
second half of verse 2
因为我曾把你们许配一个丈夫要把你们如同贞洁的童女献给基督我只怕你们的心或偏于邪失去那像基督所存于清洁的心我们就到这里
For I have betrothed you to one husband, that I may present you as a chaste virgin to Christ, but I fear lest somehow as the serpent deceived Eve by his craftiness, so your mind may be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ.
然后以弗所书第五章
Ephesians chapter 5
25-27节
25-27
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子正如基督爱教会为教会舍己要用水借着道把教会洗得洗净成为圣洁可以献给自己做个荣耀的教会毫无玷污皱纹等类的病乃是圣洁没有瑕疵的
Husband, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for her that he might sanctify and cleanse her with the washing of water by the word, that he might present her to himself a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she should be holy and without blemish.
所以神的话在这里告诉我们，我们跟主的有一个关系是新郎和新妇的关系。
And the Lord is telling us here that our relationship with the Lord is the bride and the bridegroom.
当司洗约翰在那里为主开道的时候，他传的就是这个信息。
When John the Baptist was preaching before the Lord, that is his message.
主来到地上要得到一个新妇。
That the Lord Jesus came, he wants to gain for himself a bride.
保罗在教导哥林多教会的时候也是这么说的。
And in Paul's teaching to the church in Corinth also, he mentioned this.
我是要把你们像一个贞洁的童女献给基督。
To betroth you to Christ.
以弗所书在那里也说。
And also in the book of Ephesians.
主爱教会为他舍己。
That the Lord loved his church and died for her.
为的是得着一个荣耀的教会做他的心腹。
To gain for himself a glorious church as a bride.
所以我们看到 主在这里给我们一个身份，就是我们是许配给基督的。That
the Lord gave us this, that we are betrothed to Christ.
我们是否失去了这样一个向着主一个亲密的关系？
Have we lost this close intimate relationship with the Lord?
你知道，夫妻是地上关系最亲密的一个关系。
We know that on earth, the relationship between the husband and wife is the most intimate.
因为在这地上,
because on this earth,
只有另外一个人是他的另外一半,
only the other person is the other half.
如果我们从这个角度来看主怎么看我们的时候,
if we look from this angle, how the Lord sees us,
也就是说在这地上的一群人, 只有这一群人我认他是我的。
That only this group of people on this earth, I recognize that group of people is mine.
别人想要进入这个关系都没有这个关系。
Nobody can enter into this relationship.
是单单属于他的。
Only to him.
就是这一群人。
These group of people.
他也把他的全部给了我们。
And also given all to the others.
因为在夫妻的之间关系。
Because between the relationship between a husband and a wife.
是二人成为一体，没有分别的。
The two become one, there is no separation.
也就是说，主给我们是这样一个亲密的关系。
So this is the relationship, the intimate relationship that the Lord has given to us.
在这一个关系的里面。
In this relationship.
里面有一个就是单单归属的。
Only belong to him.
他是我的最爱,
that he is my only love.
在这个关系的里面,
and in this relationship,
有一个深处的爱慕和一个亲密,
there is a deep love and deep closeness.
就好像我为他做什么事我都不觉得累,
that I'm not tired, I'm doing anything for the other person.
就是有一些什么事情来我都想告诉他,
I want to tell him everything.
我们今天, 我在想这个感觉就是在我们出信的时候就会,
I feel that we feel this when we first come to Christ.
所以当主在启示录里讲到七个教会的时候,
so when the Lord spoke of the seven churches in the book of Revelation,
他第一份书信是给以弗所教会的。
His first book was to the church in Ephesus.
如果你去看以弗所教会的情况的话,
when you look at the condition of the church in Ephesus,
是非常好的。
It was very good.
他为主劳苦。
They labor much for the Lord.
持守那纯正的道,
they hold on to the truth.
好像没有一, 如果从我们的眼光来看, 好像没有可以指摘的。
So from our point of view, there's nothing that's bad.
但感谢主, 主在那里那份书信里点出一个人看不到的一个光景。
But we thank the Lord that in the book of Revelation, he pointed to a condition that man did not see.
因为他说你把那起初的爱离弃了。
That you have left that first love.
他说你堕落了。
You have forsaken the first love, you have fallen.
他说你要悔改行那起初所要行的。
You have to repent, return to what you have done in the beginning.
如果主不指出来的话，我们会觉得这件事并不是那么重要。
If the Lord had not pointed out to us, we would say nothing of it.
但要知道，这是第一封书信主提出的第一件事。
But this was the first first word that the Lord has mentioned.
所有后面的情况都可以由这一件事导出后面一系列的情况。
All the other conditions can be from this one.
如果我们起初的爱不是给主的话。
If our first love is not given to the Lord,
我们很容易其他的爱就爬上我们的心中。
Then other loves would climb up higher than that love.
可能是世界。
It could be the world.
也可能是开始带着一点在神的家中带着私利。
Or you have selfish gains in the house of God.
也可能是主的工作。
His work.
孩子。
Your child.
家庭。
Your family.
只要我们的中心不是主是最爱的话。
If the Lord is not the one that we love.
这后面的慢慢慢慢的就会许多其他的爱就会进入我们的心。
And other loves will slowly get into our heart.
我们是否还是常常这样的来亲近我们的主？
Do we still draw nigh to him?
有一天晚上我在静下来来到主面前亲近的时候，
As I quiet before the Lord one night,
我有一个很深的感觉。
I felt deeply.
就是聚会很多。
There are many meetings.
但是真正让我单独的来到主面前的时候，好像没什么话可讲。
That I do not have much to talk about before the Lord when I come to Him.
我里面就一个深深的提醒。
I was deeply reminded.
我们聚会不是为着要更加的认识主、爱慕主吗？
When we gather together, isn't all these meetings for us to come and know him more, to love him more?
为什么真的来到主面前我们没话讲了呢？
But how can we have no words for him when we come before him?
后来一个深深的提醒，我们要把那个与主的亲近和爱慕重新的要恢复。
I was deeply reminded that we have to return to that close relationship with the Lord.To have that desire for the Lord.
所以主耶稣才对马大说。
That's why the Lord said to Martha.
他说你为许多的事思虑烦恼，但不可少的只有一件。
And you worry about much things, but you lack one.
玛利亚已经选择那上好的福分是不能夺去。
That Mary had chosen the better part that no one can take away from her.
主说是不可少的。
And one that is that cannot be.Lack of.
但很多的时候我们是觉得是可少的。
But many times, we feel that is something we can do without.
因着这样的一个认为或者觉得，我们就不知不觉的从那起初的爱里面出去了。
And because we feel it this way, and then gradually we got out of that first love.
Yeah, 我的时间也差不多到了，所以我没有办法一直的往下的来一起来交通了。
I have to end here today.
但我想心中的一个负担。
But as a burden in my heart.
就是在这一个非常关键的时刻。
In this critical time moment.
愿我们的心能够体会主的心到底要什么。
That our hearts can know what the heart of the Lord wants.
有许多的事都可能会把我们的注意力带去。
Many things may capture our focus.
但主的眼目在哪里，我们就要全心的在那里。
But where the eye of the Lord, His focus is, we have to be there.
我觉得也要求主怜悯我们，就是让我们看到真实的光景，让我们在主面。
Yeah.
让我们看到我们真实的光景。
We also have to ask the Lord to show us our true condition.
如果偏离了，让我们能够回去。
That if we got out of it, we have to return.
让我们在主的面前真的有那个忧愁，有那个悔改。
That indeed, we have sorrow before the Lord and we repent.
让我们能够抓住机会赎回光阴，在这不多的时间，能够在主所看重的事上。一直往前。
That we grapple up the opportunity and redeem our time and in the matters that matter to the Lord, that we can go forward.
好，我们一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主耶稣，我们谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we thank you.
主啊，我们谢谢你一直要对我们说话。
Lord, you want to continually want to speak to us.
主，我们所求的就是我们蒙了这么大的厚恩，让我们体会你的心肠。
Lord, we ask of you, we have received much grace, Lord, that we can truly know your heart.
给我们有恩典，让我们能够看见。
Lord, give us grace to see.
看见我们的光景，看见你所要的。
To see our condition and to see what you want.
给我们有恩典，能够回转，明白也进入。
Give us grace to return to understand and to enter in.
谢谢主。
Lord, we thank you.
请你继续恩待我们。
Lord, have mercy on us.
这样祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.